From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1,042nd broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Ferlin Husky.
This world holds many mysteries that I can't understand. One is why the wanderlust is born in the heart of a man. I've kissed young lips that thrill me so, set my soul on fire. But I'm a black sheep boy and I just can't find the lips my heart desires. Black sheep,
black sheep,
black sheep,
black sheep.
Why do I have to roam? Why can't I find a happy heart like other guys I've known? I've known life, I've tasted love from a girl that's true and sweet. She haunts me in my dreams at night, and I can hardly sleep. I want to settle down so bad, but my wandering heart says no. Black sheep, boy, there's a lot more oats than you've got a soul. Black sheep,
black sheep,
black sheep,
black sheep.
Why do I have to roam? Why can't I find a happy heart like other guys I've known? I can hear my mama say as she sits there all alone, my black sheep boy is coming back, never more to roam. Black sheep,
black sheep,
black sheep,
black sheep.
Why do I have to roam? Why can't I find a happy heart like other guys I've known? Black sheep,
black sheep,
black sheep,
black sheep,
black sheep,
black sheep,
black sheep.
Ferlin Husky and Black Sheep, his latest Capitol record. Welcome, Ferlin. Welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
Thank you so much, Grant. I'm tickled pink to be here.
And so are we to have you, Ferlin. But now we got a regular passel of fine talent on tap tonight.
Well, tell us who they are.
Tonight, Ferlin, it's extra special. There's Tommy Jackson, Ben Smathers and the Stony Mountain Cloggers, Del Wood, Chet Atkins, and Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Ever cotton picking one of them is my favorite.
Well, that's only the beginning, Ferlin. Listen to this. Because in addition, we have as our guest tonight three of country music's greatest stars.
One of them, Simon Crum.
Oh, these are big stars, Ferlin, really big.
Well, as I said before, tell us who they are.
Jimmy Driftwood.
Yeah.
Betty Johnson, yeah. And Johnny Horton.
That's right. And here's our special guest. First one, Johnny Horton. Hey. Johnny, it's wonderful to have you with us here at the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, thank you, Ferlin.
You're always welcome, as long as you've got your guitar. That's the way they had it wrote for me.
Is that right? That feels good. It's a real pleasure being here, I'll tell you.
You ready to get the battle over with?
All right.
You
feel like fighting? One more time. All right.
Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Johnny Horton with the biggest song of the year, Battle of New Orleans.
Along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans.
We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Well, we looked down a river and we see the British bum, and they must have been 100 of them beating on a drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton fields and didn't say a thing.
We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise if we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we seen their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well.
We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. It wasn't as many as there was a while ago. Fired once more and they began to run down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. Ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them. Down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. When we touched the powder, off the gator bolted by.
Fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. Fired once more and they began to run down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. Ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them. Down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Really great. And now, I want all of you to meet one of the nicest, sweetest, and by far prettiest of our guests, the young lady that Tennesseans have been enjoying out at the Tennessee State Fair all this week, Miss Betty Johnson. Betty, we're awfully glad that you could take time out of your busy schedule to be with us tonight.
Well, I wouldn't have missed it for anything in the world, Grant. It's always such a pleasure to sing at the Opry here at the old Ryman Auditorium.
And now, would you like to sing us a real pretty song?
Yes, I'd like to sing the romantic side of my new record, a song called Waltz Me Around. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Waltz me around and around. Let them all see me with you. Cling to me tight at the dance tonight, so they'll know that our love is true. Rumors are flying that we are apart, that someone is trying to steal. The whole town is talking about us, I've heard. But we'll show them my action speaks louder than words. So waltz me around and around the floor. Let them all see me with you. Cling to me tight. So they'll know that our love is true. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Cling to me tight at the dance tonight. So they'll know that our is true.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, Ferlin, if Miss Betty will excuse us for just a minute, I think it's time we told the folks a little about Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Okay, but what can we tell them, Grant, that they don't already know? Smart pipe smokers have been using Prince Albert for years.
And so have the men that roll their own, Ferlin. Prince Albert just naturally has the mild and mellow flavor that smokers go for. The smooth and easy-going taste is just right.
And the proof of that, Grant, is in the puffin. Why, your very own taste tells you why Prince Albert has the flavor most favored in the USA.
What's more, PA is crimp cut, so it burns steady and cool without bothersome hot spots.
And always fresh, Grant. Don't forget, PA is always fresh.
Naturally, Ferlin, because PA sells the fastest. It moves the freshest off the shelf to you. So any of you smokers who are missing out on smoking enjoyment, you try Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco. Ben Smathers and the Stony Mountain Clogger showing off the music of Tommy Jackson's fiddle.
Call in the middle of four. Look out, ladies and gentlemen. Don't be swaying, girl, swaying, and keep your head up. That ain't going to be a big one, big one, red. Swing your swing, my swing, that cowboy is too fine. Who's going to be a big one, two little ladies, don't you know? All around, shake them down, let that big one, Charlie, got to swing the girls, ain't too fine. Get your girl and pull it around. All around, shake them down, let that big one, Charlie, around. Swing your girl and pat on the head, don't eat just a beat of cornbread. Swing that cowboy, don't be alone, then you'll find your family home. All round, shake it down, all the way round, don't forget. And the four little four, two little ladies, go, go, go. All round, shake it down, just go, find your family home.
Tommy Jackson is fiddling Old Joe Clark, all the Stony Mountain Cloggers, and that was Jimmy Self doing the calling on the turns. Thank all of you. Now, it's my pleasure to present one of folk music's greatest artists. He is the writer of the Battle of New Orleans, the tune you heard Johnny Horton sing, one of the year's greatest tunes, Tennessee Stud, as sung by Eddie Arnold, and a lot more popular songs. He just made a new album, all the way from Timbo, Arkansas, Jimmy Driftwood.
Hey!
Jimmy.
Thank you, Grant Turner.
Jimmy. Well, they tell me that the song you're going to sing tonight has quite a story behind it.
You mean The Bear Flew Over the Ocean.
That's the one.
Well, there is a little story behind that, Grant. Not long ago, I was coming over here for the Grand Ole Opera, and I heard Khrushchev's name mentioned on the radio so much that I thought we ought to have a song about his coming over here. About all I can say is that I do hope to goodness that he hears this song and goes back and tells the people in Russia that all of our people are free.
Oh, the bear flew over the ocean, the bear flew over the ocean, the bear flew over the ocean to see what he could see. He saw a friendly nation, he saw a friendly nation, he saw a friendly nation, and all of our people are free. Oh, Big Bear, go back and tell them, Big Bear, go back and tell them, Big Bear, go back and tell them that all of our people are free. The bear flew over the ocean, the bear flew over the ocean to see what he could see. He saw a peaceful nation, he saw a peaceful nation, he saw a peaceful nation, and all of our people were free. Oh, Big Bear,
go back and tell them, Big Bear, go back and tell them, Big Bear, go back and tell them that all of our people are free.
He saw a powerful nation, saw a powerful nation, saw a powerful nation, all of our people were free. Oh, Big Bear, go back and tell them, Big Bear, go back and tell them, Big Bear, go back and tell them that all of our people are free. Oh, Big Bear, go back and tell them, Big Bear, go back and tell them, Big Bear, go back and tell them that all of our people are free. Oh,
thank you so much, Jimmy Driftwood. That's Simon Crum's favorite singer. Now here's a fella who really picks him up and puts him down when it comes to picking a guitar. Chet Atkins in Three Little Words.
Thank you.
Chet Atkins, and three little words. Thank you, Chet. Thanks so much. Which reminds me of something that I want to say about our next entertainer, Pearlie.
What's that, Grant?
Well, she never could say anything in just three words.
Oh, I know.
No, not even in 3 times 3,000. But you know who I'm talking about? Cousin Minnie Pearl!
Howdy!
Howdy!
I'm just so proud to be here. Grant, I think you got them introductions of us girls mixed up. I started to come out just now when he was introducing Betty. He said she's the prettiest, sweetest, and all that kind of thing, and she is. She gave me this here orchid here. Ain't it pretty? She's the sweetest little girl. I tell you now, I wish she'd have been with us last night, because last night we went on a hayride. Oh, the weather's been so nice this week, ain't it? Yeah, that's hayriding weather we had last night, and all of the young folks at Grinder Switch, we went on hayride. And I got him, I was just worried to death about Sister. I want you to know that, well, I told Sister, I don't know where she gets all her flirting ways from. Now, it don't run in the family, I'll tell you that. She flirts with every feller she sees. I told her today, I said, now, Sister, there's more to life than just fellers. And she asked me what, and I couldn't tell her a thing. I give up. Well, sir, anyway, she was sitting on the back of the wagon last night with a new fella that's come in town there at Grinder Switch. And they're carrying on something awful. And I told her when she got home, I blessed her out about it. I said, now, don't you do that sort of thing now, letting that fella put his arm around you like that. She said, well, he's a nice boy, said he's come in to play basketball on the team. He's forward on the basketball team. I said, yeah, and he's forward on a hayride, if you ask me. Yes, I tell you, it made me so mad. Wished I'd have been there myself. Well, anyway, we did have a good time, but brother, he kind of fell in love, I think, last night. He had him a girl there with him last night. He just looked at her like he was in a transom. I never seen nothing like it. And this morning, he couldn't eat no breakfast. And we had pancakes, and usually, as a rule, he'll eat over a dozen. And this morning I looked at him and I said, brother, you ain't eating right, are you? Don't you like these here pancakes? He says, I just ate 7. I said, you mean 8? He said, well, maybe it was 8 I ate. Well, so though, the family come in today. Me and Aunt Ambrosie and Uncle Nabob, we come in on a shopping spree. Me and Aunt Ambrosie went shopping and Uncle Nabob went on a spree. We have an awful hard time with him, you know. While he was on a spree, me and Aunt Ambrosie, we went to the perfume counter in one of these big department stores. And Aunt Ambrosie was looking down there, and she seen all the titles, all the names of the perfumes, you know. And she said, haven't you got something here in this perfume department that'll make a homing pigeon out of a night owl? You know, Uncle Nabob, he's bad about staying out at night. But the night owl reminds me of brother, you know, he crossed a hoot owl and a goat and got a hoot nanny. He did, sure enough. He did. And then... hush. And then he crossed... Now he's working on a plan where he's going to cross a... He's going to cross a woodpecker with a homing pigeon so that the pigeon not only will carry the message, but he'll knock on the door and let you know he's there. Bye, Nancy.
This is Ferlin Husky. You know, the proof is in the puffin'. Well, right now I'm fixing to sing you a little song about Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Oh, the proof is in the puffin', in the puffin', in the puffin'. And PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin', and PA has the flavor, most favored in the USA. Proof is in the puffin', in the puffin', in the puffin'. And PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin', and PA has the flavor, most favored in the USA.
The proof is in the puffin', and PA gives you mild, mellow flavor in a pipe bowl that's cool and steady burning. And because PA is the fastest selling smoking tobacco, it's bound to be the freshest. So get the bright red package of Prince Albert.
Now it's time we welcome back our special guest once more. So here's Betty Johnson again, this time singing her latest Atlantic recording,
Lonely Willow Tree. There was a youth, a cruel youth, who lived beside the sea. Six lovely maidens he drowned there for the lonely willow tree.
The willow tree, the willow tree, the lonely willow tree. One day he walked with Sally Brown. He walked her by the sea. And the evil thought then came to him by the lonely willow tree. Oh, let me kiss your ruby lips and give your heart to me. For if you don't, you will have to drown by the lonely willow tree. The willow tree, the willow tree, the lonely willow tree. So close your eyes, Gletchy, for it's not right that such a youth, a bashful maiden, should see. Then as the young man closed his eyes, she pushed him into the sea. Six lovely maidens you drowned there, go keep them company. The willow tree, the willow tree, the lonely willow tree.
He sank beneath the icy waves, he sank beneath the sea. No living soul wept a tear for him save the lonely willow tree.
The willow tree, the willow tree, the lonely willow tree.
Thank you so much, Betty Johnson. Thanks for singing for us and being here with us tonight at the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, that goes for all of us, Ferlin. But now we have to get on with the show, and here is a favorite of yours and mine, the queen of the country piano, is Del Wood, playing one of her latest records, The Gizmo Rag. Thanks just a whole lot. Now, Ferlin, do you have something else to say?
Yeah, I'd like to say I'm honored to be here tonight with all of the special guests and all the talent that's on the show, and I'd like to tell them to drive careful on their way home because the life they saved may be mine.
Right.
And I'd like to dedicate them my newest Capitol record. No matter where I go, I'll always return. These arms that are holding me are the arms I love. These lips
I love. I may leave there for a new thrill, but I'll always return to these arms, to these lips,
to these lips.
They belong to the one I love. Are the eyes I love. This heart beating close to mine is the heart I love. I may leave there for a new thrill, but I'll always return to these eyes,
to these eyes,
to this heart,
to this heart.
They belong to the one I love.
Neighbors, we have to run out of time now. We gotta go. Hope you've all had a good time being with us. And next week, Grand Ole Opry will have here for you Farron Young and the Lubin Brothers. Till then, this is Harlan Husky saying thank you so much. We'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
If you're just about to light up a cigarette, right about now is the perfect time to ask, are you smoking more these days but enjoying it less? If that's the case with you, change to a real cigarette. Change to Camels. Believe you me, you'll start to really enjoy smoking again. Because Camels give you that full, rich flavor, that easygoing mildness, that complete smoking satisfaction no other cigarette delivers. No question about it, the best tobacco makes the best smoke. No question about this either. The Camel blend of costly Turkish and domestic tobaccos has never been equal for real smoking enjoyment each and every time you light up. I guess that's why Camels are the favorite cigarette in the USA for the 10th straight year. How about your brand? Are you smoking more lately but enjoying it less? Well, then have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSN, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.